This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
All right, it is my favorite day here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHG. The first Friday of every month, Barbera backs the badge. Today we're going to salute two brave Philadelphia police officers in studio. But before I introduce our guests of honor, let's go around the room first of all and introduce all of our friends. So welcome back, by the way, cbsphilly.com/Rich and on Twitter at Rich Zioli. That's me. I'm also today proud to represent Barbera on the Boulevard since they're on their way, but they have. But every month they write a nice check, a very generous donation to the FOP Survivors Fund, which is a very important organization. So every month they give $1,000 to the FOP Survivors Fund. It's remarkable what Barbera on the Boulevard has done to help the police in this community, and they're proud to sponsor this. We do this every month, like I said. And let's understand where the money goes, what the FOP Survivors Fund does, and what we do with it. Lieutenant John Hoyt is here in studio.
Hey, Rich. Good to see you.
My buddy Steve Weiler. Steve, how are you, man? Welcome back.
Rich, good afternoon. Thanks for having us again.
You were in California, but we missed each other.
Yes.
All right. Well, yes. That's
a shame.
It's a shame,
California,
yeah.
Is very, a lot of fun.
California dreaming, buddy.
A lot of fun.
So tell us about the FOP Survivors Fund.
So it is the month of May, which is police month. Honestly, we travel pretty much from Philly to D.C. to Harrisburg for candlelight vigils, different things like that. I was actually in Berlin, New Jersey last night for Lodge 56's candlelight vigil.
Oh, wow.
We had a luncheon on Monday with about 360 of our surviving families over at V. And that's where we use that money. I mean, you say $1,000 a month. I say $12,000 a year.
Yeah.
It's helps a lot. It's real money. So it comes in handy.
What do they use the money for? Just paying the bills and
everything. I mean, soup to nuts. From the time of the tragic death, till forever. Whenever they need us, we're there. I mean, they call us. They are number one on our list. From the police commissioner to John McNesby at the FOP, we might disagree on a lot of things. You know, between all the management in the department. But we agree on one thing. The surviving families get what they need.
We won't
forget them, period.
Well said, Steve Weiler. Well said. John, you're, with the work you guys do at the FOP extends, it's all over. The presence is felt throughout the city. You've spoken to a lot of the families in the Survivor Fund and your role, John Hoy, with the FOP. Tell us about how appreciative they are for the funds.
Every single one of them, they can't thank us enough. And I think the big part is, and we've talked about this on earlier shows, is, in the time of the incident, whenever they lose their loved ones, everybody's there. But the fact that we're still there, whether it's 6 months down the road, a year, like Steve said, it's forever.
Yeah.
And to see that they're not forgotten is very important to them. And it's important to us to make sure that's how they feel.
So May is National Police Month. Is that right?
Correct. So as Steve said, we have a lot of events. We'll be in Harrisburg on Monday for the state memorial services. Then we'll be in Washington over the weekend. And we never forget them, but this time of year we make sure that they know how much they're respected and remembered and how much their sacrifice has meant to all of us.
Excellent. Will you guys be at the White House? I hope so. Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe. You might be there. You never know.
So listen, there is a possibility.
Very nice.
That some of our families could go to the White House a week from Monday or Tuesday. I have to get a hold of them, some of the families, and see if they would like to go because they did reach out to us and they said they can go if they want to go. We just have to plan it.
Remarkable work, Steve Weiler. Thank you. And John, thank you. All right. So today in studio with us, let me introduce, we'll go by rank, I guess, right? Sergeant Thomas Bagnell. Sergeant Bagnell, am I saying it right?
Bagnell. Yeah.
Bagnell. Sergeant Bagnell, welcome to the show. Congratulations on being recognized this month.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So you grew up in Kensington, huh?
Yes, sir.
North Catholic High grad?
Correct.
Holy Family University?
Correct.
Very nice. How many years on the force?
Eight, coming up on 18.
18 years. Wow. And you're narcotics, huh?
Yes. Aaron and I both are in the 25th District narcotics team.
Well, let me introduce Aaron since you were kind enough to point him out. Aaron Cotman, Officer Cotman, welcome to the show.
How are
Congratulations on being recognized this month as well. Frankfort High School, Bloomsburg University.
Frankfort High School Pioneer.
Talk a little bit closer to the mic.
Frankfort High School Pioneer, absolutely.
Very nice, my friend. And how many years on the force?
20 altogether.
20 years. Have you? All right. So, are you guys partners, so to speak? I mean, you guys.
We have a team. It's myself and 8 other guys. Aaron's one of them.
So, Sergeant, what is it like dealing with narcotics in Philadelphia these days?
It's a tough job. I mean, we have no lack of work. I can tell you that. It's, you know, especially where we work. But it can be rewarding. I mean, there are people that really need our help, and it can be fulfilling when you get a chance to help them.
Mm-hmm. The lives saved, you think, Officer Cobbin, from the work you guys do?
I like to think so. Anytime we do an investigation and get contraband off the street, I count it as a life saved all day.
So Sergeant, you have four children.
Yes.
My gosh. Wow. I guess the promotion as sergeant was very helpful with
that,
I would imagine, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good. Did you always want to be a police officer your whole life?
Yeah, as far as I can remember, I always liked the idea of being able to help people that couldn't help themselves, you know, and I got lucky enough to land in a narcotics team because that's another thing that kind of drew me into it. Growing up, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who hasn't been affected by drugs in some way or addiction. So I always wanted to be part of that solution.
Let me ask you, Officer Cotman, if I could, Officer Aaron Cotman, what are some of the drugs we're seeing on the streets these days?
Where we are, the most prevalent is heroin.
Heroin.
Opioid addiction is all through the news. Mm-hmm. I believe within the last 2 weeks, we had Dr. Oz in the district. That's how popular this particular narcotic is, and it's super dangerous.
Dr. Oz, it's called?
Dr. Oz was in the
district. Oh, you mean the Dr. Oz? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I thought they named the drug after him for a second.
No.
All right.
No.
So are there, what is this heroin, is it, I mean, is it synthetic or where does it come from?
It's a recipe put together by people once they get bulk heroin. It gets cut down and then you get fentanyl.
We have had that run of fentanyl, which is deadly. And the majority of our overdoses are fentanyl related.
And what is fentanyl exactly?
It's a synthetic, but it's stronger and it's more potent and it tends to lead to more overdoses and deaths.
Sergeant Thomas Bagnell and Officer Aaron Cotman are with us in studio today. For Barbera Backs the Badge, we salute these two brave Philadelphia police officers. Also in studio is Lieutenant John Hoyt from the FOP, Steve Weiler from the FOP as well. We're happy to have them in studio with us and spending some time together. They do great work for our city, of course, and Barbera on the Boulevard is proud to sponsor this every month for us, the first Friday of every month, so we appreciate it very much. Actually, you know what's really cool? If I open up my wallet, I've got Steve and John's card in my wallet. That's not a bad thing to have, you know what I'm saying? You got to have that in your life. Talk to me about, you have four kids. What do you want the message to be to children when it comes to dealing with police?
That we're there to help, you know, and that unfortunately, in your career, sometimes you see a parent will use an officer as a scare tactic, and I think that's the wrong direction to go. I think they need to see the officer as a friend and someone that they can turn to when they need them. So if I could give a message to kids, it would be that I'm here to help.
Officer Cotman, I know you have two kids as well.
Yes.
So what are their ages?
16 and 17.
Oh, so that's right in the heart of being a teenager there.
Correct.
God bless you, man. That's not easy. What message you want to give to children out there about their interaction with police?
We're here to help. Don't worry about the negativity you see in the press. Just know that you can come to an officer, engage them, and you can have a good experience.
One of the things that a couple of your brothers have said in the past is, don't when a child's misbehaving, don't point to a police officer and say, I'm going to have him arrest you. Right? Don't do that. It sets a bad tone.
I mean, that's what I was talking about. It gets used as a scare tactic for kids, and I think that's, the wrong image to use to portray police. And, you want to have your kids have the feeling that they can turn to an officer at any time, whenever they need them. And we do see that a lot, and I do think it's the wrong way to portray police.
All right. What's your favorite cop movie?
That's a tough one.
Aaron, you got one?
Heat.
Heat?
Absolutely.
Is that Pacino and De Niro?
It is.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
I'd have to say Copland. I like that one.
Copland, yeah. with De Niro,
yes,
right? And Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Copland, wow. Are those movies realistic?
Not really.
Not really.
Just entertaining.
All right. Are you guys on the road a lot? Are you undercover a lot?
Oh, we are.
Plainclothes? Yeah. Is that what they call plainclothes?
Plainclothes, right.
So not you, but you're not a fan of like 21 Jump Street or anything like that?
It's entertainment.
All yeah. right, I hear you.
If I could just step in, I think everyone knows that Colors with Robert Duvall is the
best. Oh, John Hoyt, is that
yes.
true?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really,
absolutely.
Steve Weiler, what would you say is your favorite movie? All right, the Police Academy 6. Police Academy 6, by far. Come on, say
I'm
it.
I'm a big
Let's
movie guy.
Favorite
the Godfather.
Show? The Godfather, I guess, can count. I mean, it's the best movie ever made.
Bronx Tale.
Bronx Tale. So you like the mob movies, basically. It's all right. You root for the bad guys. It's okay, Sergeant. It's all right. All right, so here's what we got now. We have these two great officers in the studio with us, Sergeant Thomas Bagnell and Officer Aaron Cotman with us today. We're very happy to have him. And I'm asking him a series of questions. I ask all the police officers every month where a bearer backs the badge. What's the best excuse to get out of a ticket?
I would just say be nice.
Be nice.
Just be nice. Be respectful.
Be respectful.
Kindness gets you a long way.
All right. You agree?
Honesty. Everybody has a story, and if you just tell the truth, it usually gets you pretty far.
Yeah, just kind of, you know. Yeah.
Be honest.
Don't lie, in other words. All right.
Because we've heard it all.
Favorite place to get a cheesesteak in town?
I like Joe's.
I'm going to say Geno's.
Geno's. Wow. All right. Well, at least you didn't say Pat's because that could tear each other apart. Right. You know what I mean? What's the fastest you ever clocked someone speeding?
I really haven't.
Okay. Yeah, because that's not really your yeah. thing, I guess,
yeah.
right? You guys don't work the road. So, all right. Well, great. Well, listen, this has been fantastic. I wish you both the best. And we really thank you for spending so much time to protect our city. And you have children and, you know, you're married. And we appreciate it, gentlemen. I hope you know that. I hope you feel that sense of respect from behalf of our entire audience here at CBS Radio, how much we appreciate it.
Thanks
for having me.
Appreciate it.
And stay safe. We'll continue to keep both of you in our prayers. And Police Academy 6, watch it. It's a sleeper.
Classic.
And again, to my friends, John Hoyt and Steve Weiler from the FOP. Guys, thank you so much for all you do for us, really, every month. And then Barbera backs the badge. This money, we're going to go outside and take a nice picture. And then they will write a generous contribution to the FOP Survivors Fund. Barbera does this every month to help support our Philadelphia Police Department and, of course, the survivors. And we can't thank them enough. So, Sergeant Thomas Bagnell, we salute you, sir. Thank you very much. Officer Aaron Cotman, we salute you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Riccioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.